Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers for today, Friday, 0205.
T-minus
48 hours. So we're in Costa Rica.
So we're in Costa Rica, yeah.
Yep. So we are recording, well, it's actually 46 and a half hours. So if you guys reverse engineer the math, we're getting there at 8 o'clock Saturday night. So yes. You figure that out. So again, we're not going to be around next week. We're taking our vacation. We might post some videos up. So check out the website. That's where they're going to be. I don't know how to get video podcasts up on iTunes.
The tube?
Well, not on iTunes. So I would put it up there, but I have no idea.
I don't know either.
So if you guys want that, pop me a quick email with super simple instructions and I'll try it, but no promises.
Yeah.
Because I'm also the techie here apparently.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I know how to do YouTube.
Yeah, Tyler does the YouTubes.
And I do the Facebook. We kind of split, so.
Yeah. And I do the heavy lifting, let's not lie.
Yeah, you do most of the grunt work on the internet stuff.
Yeah. So, today we are talking about the Super Bowl.
That we are. Colts and the Saints.
Colts and the Saints. Who are you pulling for?
I am pulling for the Colts.
Really?
Yes.
F you. Why would you want the Colts?
I don't like New Orleans.
Yeah, but they've never won.
That's fine by me.
Fine. I really want the Saints to win. I really don't like, what's it, Manning?
Yeah.
The quarterback? I hate Peyton Manning.
Oh, see, I think Peyton Manning is like one of the cool guys.
He's a great quarterback, great leader. I just, for some reason, something about him rubs me the wrong way.
His SNL was hilarious to me. He seems like a funny guy.
Yeah.
Where the Saints are just... See, I kind of just don't like New Orleans. I'm kind of over them.
Okay.
And I'm already kind of this pity of, oh, they need to win it because of Katrina. I'm over that.
Yeah, but in all honesty, they're still recovering from all
that. I understand
that. I mean, I don't support them because of Katrina. I support them because I don't like Peyton Manning.
And then that's fine. First off, I don't think they're that great of a team.
No, it's going to be.
I think the Colts are going to destroy them.
And no, their defense is really good. Like, their defense is surprisingly good. So, yeah,
but I just don't. I kind of want
there.
The Saints to lose just because I just don't want New Orleans to win.
Okay, that's fair enough.
I just think it'd be funny to add one more thing to get their hopes up and tear them down.
Well, this is the first time they've ever been either. So, their hopes have already been fulfilled.
Well, the thing that's great is win or lose, Tuesday. They're having a parade for them.
Oh, that's cool.
I hope that they lose. I would love to see a parade for the losers.
Yeah.
Win or lose, the Saints are having a parade in New Orleans on Tuesday. Also, the New Orleans school districts don't have school on Monday.
That's nice.
Because they know that nobody's going to show up.
I wouldn't show up.
So they...
Wait, the parade's on Tuesday, though?
Yeah. So nobody's going to show up on Tuesday either. That's how dumb New Orleans is.
Well, it's better to give them 2 days off because... If you go Monday, they're not going to show up, and then Tuesday, they're not going to show up anyway, so they at least...
Well, mattering if they lose. See, that's what I really want to see is I'm willing to bet you money that on Tuesday, if they lose, less than 10,000 people are at this parade. If they win, 10 million.
Easy. Yeah, you know what? I think it'll be, regardless, like, it'll be a thing. Because, I mean, just getting into the Super Bowl, they had, you know, thousands upon thousands of people in the streets.
First place losers.
Yeah, so, but... Whatever. Oh, they won their division, so that's still a competition.
But you got to the Super Bowl,
yeah,
and you lost.
Failed. Well, that's
the worst. I mean, I'd rather have not even made it to the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah. That's
a defeatist attitude.
If you got all the way to the Super Bowl and you lost, that would suck. At least if you didn't make it into the playoffs, you were like, my whole team sucked. I would think nonstop. Okay, what if I would have done that? What if I would have done that? What if we would have done this? What if we would have done that? Or if you don't even make it in the playoffs, you can blame it on pretty much anything else.
So you're just pretty much, you know, shrugging it off to someone else. See, I would rather make it to the Super Bowl and lose. I'd much rather that.
Oh, that's off.
I would if I was going to make it to the Super Bowl, though. I wouldn't lose.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not lie. If I was going to do it, I'd win, and I would cheat, lie, and steal to make sure I did.
No, and I'm right there with you. But yeah, if I made it to the Super Bowl and I lost, it would be the worst. I mean, you are the biggest loser.
No, the biggest
loser is
the Rams. The Rams are the biggest loser because they won maybe, what, two games?
But here's the thing.
They sucked that bad.
Here's the thing is, nobody's going to know that.
Absolutely.
During the Super Bowl, they aren't going to talk about the Rams. Everybody watches the Super Bowl.
Right.
And people go, hey, last year, who played?
I don't know.
It was the Cardinals and the Steelers.
Steelers won.
Cardinals lost.
Bad. It was awesome. I hate the Cardinals too.
Do you know who? There was a team that almost did not win a game that season. Do you know who did? That's the answer.
Was it the Lions?
No, the Dolphins almost did not win a game.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Last season.
But see, so
nobody cared about that. But everybody knows that the Cardinals lost.
Yeah, but it's not. It's like, oh, they lost, but at least they weren't the worst team.
But nobody can. You couldn't name the worst team.
Yeah, whatever. See, it doesn't matter.
I can tell you that the Super Bowl. But you lose the Super Bowl, you now have the world's worst.
Give it 3 years though. They'll be comparing. Oh, the Rams came back from their two season win, or Miami came back from
the Miami Dolphins will never come back because the Miami Dolphins suck, and so do the Rams.
Yeah,
but that's besides the point.
Hey, they said that about the Niners when Montana Steve Young era was over, and we're coming back.
Yeah, I mean it's possible, but the Dolphins are lame.
Yeah.
They're a dolphin.
So, moving off the, because we don't really know all that much about sports, let's not lie.
No.
We know enough to have a semi, cognizant conversation about it. That's about it.
Yeah.
The real thing that we focus on is the party.
That's what we like.
Do you know, I looked this up, do you know how many, on average, how many extra calories someone consumes during a Super Bowl party? Take a guess.
3,000.
No, it's actually anywhere between 1,000 and 2,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's not up as high. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, that's what? 1.5 pound, about.
They consume half a day's eating during the Super Bowl.
Right. Pretty much. I mean, depending on size and whatever. And they're not doing anything. And I'm not sure if that's just consumed or drink, too. So, because if you add drinks in there...
There's
then that adds a lot.
Then
but,
the three comes in.
Yeah, that's probably in the threes and fours. Because let's not lie. We love beer. So, a lot of people are like, oh, well, eat pita chips, broccoli, and hummus as opposed to your nachos and beer. And you know what? To those people, like, yeah, those can be tasty snacks. But let's be realistic here.
It's football.
And so, yeah, while you might have some... quote-unquote, healthier snacks. Our goal today is just kind of helping guide you and kind of reaffirm the fact that this is a special occasion day. There are maybe, what, 5 or 6 special occasion days across the year? You have New Year's, the Super Bowl, your birthday, Christmas, Thanksgiving. Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I'd even put in Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
If you take out somebody.
Yeah, but that's not an excuse to overeat. I'm talking about days that are surrounded by food. And this is one of those. Because if you take every holiday to be an overeating holiday.
I mean, President's Day.
President's Day. You can put 4th of July in there, too.
Yeah, 4th of July is up there.
But, if you have, those 6 days, and you allow yourself to overeat a little bit on those days, and not massively... and choose better things, and only overeat during the event as opposed to overeating all the entire day, and just have that event be a hiccup as opposed to losing a whole day. I think that's a safer way to go.
I think that's a key.
And that doesn't mean starving yourself either.
Well, it's also like the game starts, I think, 3.
Something like that.
So, I mean, that gives you a half a day of eating well.
Right.
And then before you go, like the rest of your day is pretty much shot.
Right. So you go work out hard. Do an interval training circuit, do something really, take a class, whatever. Come back, eat well, drink your protein shake before going so you're not as hungry. And then just have a ball,
Yeah.
Like, if you want nachos, eat your nachos, but don't gorge on them.
And I would say also, here's a fun little tip, is eat slower.
Yes.
I tend to eat better when I eat slower.
Yes.
And why is that, Keon?
Because, well, there's a lot of physiological things going on, but I mean the main thing is that you get the certain hormones released that tell your brain to stop eating, and those take a while to get released.
Basically, the communication between your stomach and your brain takes some time, and so if you eat really fast, you can get a lot of food in there before the stomach tells your head, hey, I'm getting kind of full.
Right.
Or if you eat slower, your body tends to catch up with you.
Also, don't sit next to the person who's eating quick, because you tend to match your tempo and the amount of calories you eat to the people you surround yourself with. So if you're a guy, go sit with all the hot moms, and you won't eat as much. And plus, you'll probably have a better time, too. Because they'll be talking about, you know, they might be able to hook you up with, you know, one of their daughters or some crap like that.
Yeah,
that's always a good thing. Or, you know, if I switch it up, if you're a girl, maybe they'll have a nice gentleman for you.
Yes.
Regardless, that's a good little trick so you don't eat as much. As far as drinking goes, let's talk about that real quick, because I think that's an important topic.
Beer's pretty much the standard.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people... Beer and, I think, tequila are pretty much the two Super Bowl drinks.
Yeah, I was going to go with those two. And I would tend to go... Margaritas will sneak up on you, especially in the sugar content of them.
Absolutely.
That I would stick with just beer. Pick a nice light beer.
Or, I mean, pick your favorite, because let's not lie, average beer is between 100, or if you want to go to... Was it Miller?
Piss water.
Miller 60, you know, up my butt. Like, it's, I mean, that's just disgusting beer. So you can go from 64 calories up to 200 calories. Yeah, and that's a variance, but a 100 calorie beer versus, which is one that actually starts having flavor, versus a 150 calorie beer, it's not that big of a difference.
Yeah, and pace it out.
Or
drink like three real fast and then have one that, you know.
Yeah.
Simmer that out.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, it depends on what kind of evening that you want to have. Do you want to get drunk, or do you want to just, you know, have a couple beers to enjoy the game? If you're going to have a couple beers to enjoy the game, just have, like, limit to yourself, maybe, like, 2 a quarter or something like that. Because, I mean, the quarters are damn long. Game gets over at, what, like, 7 or 8?
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. But if you're going to, you know, if you're going to get hammered, if that's your plan, if you go into it knowing, you know what, today's the day I'm gonna drink, then do what Tyler said. Have a couple real quick towards the beginning, and then just pace yourself out so that you, you know, stay drunk or whatever level that you feel comfortable.
That way you can only you can have, like, I feel like if you drink it pretty steady throughout, you're at, like, 6 to 8 beers
right.
a game. Where if you have 3, and then you have, like, one, like, that can get you to 5, 6.
Right, right. So, and if you drink, I mean, again... This is maybe not the best health advice,
no,
but...
this is realistic advice.
This is realistic. If you drink them before you eat, again, it's going to hit your system a little bit harder than if you drink them after you eat. So, there's that.
Worst case scenario, though, I just wouldn't.
Yeah.
Well, water.
Water.
But, I mean, if you... I mean, it's the football.
It's football. So, I would recommend... I mean, I like drinking, but that's just me. Also, anytime anyone asks if you want something, always say no. That's been my experience, is you have to get your own ass up off the couch, walk over to the food table, get some food, get a drink, then sit down. Never ask someone to get you something. Because then, I mean, then you have to consciously think, I am going to eat this right now, and I'm going to enjoy it, and you move on. And also don't situate yourself, like, don't sit at the table with the food.
Because then
you'll
Or within arm's reach.
Or within arm's reach, exactly. So make sure you're far away. Fill up a plate, you know, all of that. Some things that I would just always avoid because it's never good. Hot wings are never good at a football game, or are never good at parties. Unless they're
healthy,
like,
wise. Yeah, tasty wise, I mean, they're delicious.
No, even then, I think they're gross.
Really?
I don't think they're that good at all because you have to, like, fight for, like, maybe a half a bite of, like, overcooked chicken in sauce. And that to me is just foul.
Oh.
Ba-dunch. Get it?
Oh, that foul. Was a pun.
Uh huh. It wasn't intentional up until I said it.
No, I love hot wings. I mean, I like the taste of them, but yeah, I agree with you where you have to eat 10 of them to get some kind of actual concept behind them.
And the sauce that they're in is, like, you know what, probably 50 calories extra.
If not more.
Yeah, and per wing.
So, I mean, they're not good for you, but they're tasty, so I would realize that.
Yeah, Realize that. Realize, I mean, nacho cheese, guacamole, sour cream, brownies. What else is a staple at a football party? I mean, just realize going into it, you're going to be surrounded by shitty food. And know that you should either, A, prepare to work your ass off in the gym that morning and the day after, or just not eat as much. That's what, I mean, those are the two things that it really comes down to.
Yeah. I agree with you. It's kind of a just portion control. Yeah. I feel like that's always kind of our staple, but it's all about portion control, and I am a huge advocate of the protein shake before.
Absolutely. There is one thing that a lot of people don't realize is post-game. A lot of people stick around and eat afterwards. They'll just hang out and eat and blah, blah, blah. And while you're saying goodbye, or, you know, while people are just mingling after the game, you'll consume a lot of calories there because you're walking past the food table 9 or 10 times. And, you know, that's an easy way to consume a lot of extra calories you didn't intend to eat.
Yeah.
So just be aware of that as well. Cool. What else do people need to know when they get to a Super Bowl party? Anything like just like jumps out of you like, oh, eat this, avoid that. Like, it's one thing, I mean, for me, drenching your vegetables in the ranch dip.
Not good, but... Tasty, but not good.
I mean, yeah, vegetables were designed as a topping transportation device. And yeah, you're getting vegetables, so it's better than nachos. But, you know.
I was going to say, I mean, it's always good to at least, when in doubt, eat the whole vegetable plate.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'd rather eat the whole vegetable plate with ranch dressing than eat the whole nacho plate.
True. Or the whole pizza,
whatever happens to, yeah, come out. Yeah, pizza, oh, I forgot about pizza. Pizza can be gnarly because it, like, digests real quick.
And it's hidden how many calories are in that.
It can, like, seriously sneak up on you. So I'd say, I mean, if you can, avoid the pizza. Look for, like, a hot dog or a hamburger instead. Like,
it's your best bet.
Yeah. Even then, if you can avoid the bun, you know, avoid the carbohydrates, especially if you're going to drink, avoid those extra calories as well. Cool. I think we're both kind of checked out.
I'm mentally already in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
I've been there all day.
I spend all my information at the very beginning.
You keep looking at me, I'm like,
I'm hoping you're going to help me out.
I'm literally like, I don't care anymore. I'm ready to start tomorrow.
Yes. Okay.
So, we're going to Costa Rica and you're not.
Yeah, which is, I mean, we'll take pictures and we'll try again.
I'm going to bring my video camera, so there'll be videos and whatnot. Yeah,
and plus I still have school to do over there, so whatever. All right, so we're taking the week off. We'll still be available by Facebook, email.
podcast@truefitnessacademy.com.
Yep.
Facebook, be our friend.
Yep, be all that. I mean, even be our individual friends if you're not a fan already. And then go rate the podcast if you like it. We haven't mentioned
what
that.
What did you just say?
Go rate the podcast.
Rate. R-A-T-E.
Yeah.
Totally thought you said rape it.
Yeah, don't rape our podcast. Go rate it on iTunes. If you enjoy yourself, if you're a fan of us, just go pop in a quick 5-star rating and don't rape it, please. You're such a tar.
No, I really, like, it sounded like rape the first time. I was like, what did you just say?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. Well, we're rambling.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you in a week from 3 days from now.
Yeah.
And you guys have a great day. So, Tyler, what are you going to take us out with tonight? I feel like it's an epic one. Podcast 101, and we're going to Costa Rica.
Go Manning.
I'm going to cut that out. That's just terrible. Go Manning. I don't even know the name of the Saints quarterback.
I know.
I don't care.
Go Colts.
Okay, yeah, go Saints. All right, we'll talk to you guys in a little while, so enjoy your week off.
Oh, and go Randy, he's fighting this weekend.
Oh, Couture's fighting? Yeah. When is he fighting?
Saturday.
Okay, so go watch, oh man, that's two back-to-back, like, heavy nights, because usually...
Yeah, but I think we're going to miss it because of the plane and the timage.
Oh, tragic.
So I'll just get the results when we land.
Dang it, that sucks.
I can pull it up on the internet. We can watch them.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. All right, well, guys, we'll talk to you guys soon. Later. The bathroom mirror.